This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. If you're one of those that spend too much time with your computer, or listening to the radio for that matter, listen up. Here's a message from the yellow-billed cuckoo, an elusive resident of Atlanta. Translation: the waning days of spring are upon us. Birds across the country are chirping more as the daylight hours grow, and this weekend, many a wannabe ornithologist will head to Atlanta's Piedmont Park in search of the yellow-billed cuckoo or some of his fine-feathered friends. It's the Atlanta Audubon Society's June Bird Walk, just one of the Metro budget-friendly events previewed now by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Welcome in.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Now, the person heading out to Piedmont Park this weekend, Shane, more than likely won't see that yellow-billed cuckoo, but one never knows.
That's right. There are plenty of others you could see, though. Even if you miss the yellow-billed cuckoo, there are tons of other birds, and this is a great place to see them. And it's great if you're a new birder, because the terrain is fairly gentle, and they sort of focus on, you know, getting the new birder involved. So this is a really good starting place.
And it's not just finding and identifying different birds, but it's also discovering which ones are permanent residents here in Metro Atlanta and those of which that are just here for breeding or passing through.
Yeah, that's right. Many of them are transient residents, just like many of the people here.
Most of them.
That's right. And this is just a really great event, and it doesn't cost you anything. That's the best part of it.
And this one particular bird walk, again, is taking place in Midtown.
Yeah, that's right. It's at Piedmont Park, and that happens Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Shane, summer must be here because one particular Atlanta neighborhood is getting ready to celebrate this weekend.
Yeah, Virginia Highland is having their annual Summer Fest. This is a really great, fun festival. It's a great neighborhood for walking around. They have all of the usual festival amenities. You'll find art and, you know, kids' activities, all sorts of things like that. But the real focus, I think, of the Summer Fest is the music. It's a really, really nice lineup of music. And this year, they have Jason Isbell, who used to be in Drive By Truckers.
I can't get to sleep tonight. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.
He's been playing around all over the place and putting out lots of new music. And he's going to be headlining the festival, so that's going to be a real treat, I think.
And is all of this right there at the intersection of Virginia and Highland?
It actually used to be much more concentrated sort of festival, but they've sort of spread it out now. There's events all going on all over, and plus there are a lot of great shops and things like that. So it's a really fun place to be, I think, and especially at this time of year.
And this is taking place all through the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. It's happening Saturday and Sunday, and it kicks off both days at 10 a.m.
Shane, it's hard to believe, but one of the most popular albums of all time is celebrating its 29th anniversary in June.
Yeah, that's kind of scary to me because it's been a really, really long time. And I vividly remember when Prince's Purple Rain came out.
Purple Rain.
And Yacht Rock Review really knows this album, and they're going to be playing it. They do these shows every now and then where they'll take, you know, a great classic album and play it from start to finish. And that's what they're going to be doing this weekend. On Friday, at the Piedmont Park Legacy Fountains, they're going to perform all of Purple Rain, starting with Let's Go Crazy and ending up with the title track. Let's Go Crazy. And all the great songs in between.
Darling Nikki.
Yeah, the Darling Nikki, which everyone loves because it's a little bit dirty.
Just a little bit.
Right.
And of course, I Would Die For You.
Yes, with its hand gestures
yes,
and all
exactly.
that. Yeah, there's a lot of great tracks on this album, and they're going to be performing it from start to finish. But that's not all. They're going to also do a lot of other cover songs, their usual yacht rock kind of thing. The smooth 70s, 80s pop rock that you might remember from AM radio. So it's going to be a really fun concert. And it's actually a pretty good deal, too. The tickets are $20 in advance. And you can actually get VIP tickets for $50. I'm not sure what the VIP includes, but, you know, you'll get a lot of great entertainment for $20. Yeah, and again, this is taking place outdoors at Piedmont Park's Legacy Fountains. So it's a rain or shine event, so you might want to come prepared just in case.
Well, Shane, from birds to rock, quite a week coming up as far as budget-friendly events. Thank you so much for the preview. For more information about anything we've discussed over the past few minutes, you can find details with links right now at wabe.org/citycafe.